ta nukallinik naksiirakahutin ta niglilgitsut voko qarupaalkhanyanik satko qartu supputaitu supput mingnalul
a
supputini lainga sesuliwa pimal
They only had bow and arrows for their weapons, for their with them, and this is what they killed those animals with. So it became winter again before they find out where they were. And then along the way they would hunt for rabbits and save those rabbit skins. When it got cold, they start using them for warmers below their necks, like around their necks. All three of them. So they start traveling again when it became winter. They would see the sun too, but they don't exactly know where they were, you know, for.
Uvarita na iglilgit lutin. Shuvayalam iglilgit lutin. Iglorognik inyumnik takaoksinyaksit. Uvarita tako amisigik taimut lat mukluvik tungimik nurgoami. Pinyat maknik nakroksinyakit. Kik milyak taat iglorognik. Uvari tapko giglorro patlika misiri tenyaku yocerungi nyakotik nutkakotik tenyumi giglorro milakata kilriminyun kilriminyun sumigimnya tenyo pinyaktao siro kichaktao kaksisektu tapko Tanya penyak tohonis umik te, tungimik nurur na tika umbilak tohonis. E chatitok, nalurutuko sumik. E chatit merlit taulak tehatin, penyayak nik naksiranga, tamhona kayak teras umimnya terilisimalikat. Tere tapko ilitsok lang nekso tere nguyok sakte laamik nik teichunung.
Malo giglorro ginyuk?
Ginyuk, ato tsini gagla kila kayo.
And finally, in their journey around there, in that area, they met two people that were traveling on dog team, but had one sled, one team. And then these two people stopped not too far from these three. But then one of those two people rushed over to their sled and tried to take something out, you know, from their load. And then after a while, he aimed this thing towards these three people. And then there was some kind of a noise, and then there was a smoke later on. And then it hit one of the guys, this rabbit fur thing that was he was wearing. And it just touched that fur thing, went through like this. And these three people realized that these two were gonna go against them.
Tak nak tak matruk punya yok tak ilik coklat kami ngangu yok sakti lak ting ilik coklat kami itu isam nexut tak ni lokatin isak ter nexut itu net apko temong mirat terjumah gokanu temannya tak nak ter ni tasamunga pilih kami tengah nunal lak silek uguk kalau yokun kecut ilik coklat ini.
So when they realized that these two were gonna fight them or shoot at them, they raised their hands up all three of them. And those two realized that they were surrendering, that they didn't want to fight. So one of them, the guy with a gun or whatever it is, put his weapon away and back into the sled and start walking towards these three. So when this man got to these three, they started talking, but they wouldn't understand each other's. These two had different language than the other three. So they start using their hands to, you know, tell them which direction or wherever they came from. These three start drawing a river, you know, shape of a river, and say that we came from that way, from this kind of a place. So these two weren't far behind, too far away from their place. So they took these three men to wherever they came from. But they couldn't understand their language.
When they got into
this place where those two men came from, of course they went into some house, and men start going there and look at these three men or visit these three men, but they wouldn't understand each other's. Then another time, that same day or some other day, this elderly man came in to there to see them. And these three men could understand him just bit by bit when he's talking, you know, could understand him a little bit. And they start telling him that they come from Kobuk River, from the Kobuk area. And somehow he understood them that they were from this area. And he starts saying, Kobuk Umatok, which means Kobuk is far away, and start pointing to some direction. Kobuk is in a faraway place, that's what he started saying, pointing, you know, like that. So they were communicating a little bit with this elderly person.
Ang ilak tumo rutigit kalaw kami tarambit taok tila kalaw kami sigit. Ang utipayat tupermut katip rutig tapko tam eb charet. Tapko tamo ngorong nakto tako tara kanok pata tara ta natut pigisir kanok sa ating ane.
Eh.
Wasi katit namin katilakata kami. Tabruma ukak begin negak siye maka lepi ukak lepi leper tu kangir si leper kan tab nak siye kangir siye lorat tab nak tarani tukak siye tabruma ubagok maka pak nalui Pilkhinyako ko si Uwa, kola ko si Rufi. Uwa, tusamag kami gurgo, ukotin na agnip luwit, ang ilaksak piksang atnik, ukakwigigising niya, tabulong. Paknanip patik, ema, kola ko tingasi.
So one of those days, all the men from that place gathered in one house. These three men must stay in another little place. And this elderly person tell one of the guys to go get these three so that they can meet with them and plan. So this elderly person start telling the other people that talk his language, you know, saying that we'll get everything ready that they'll need to travel back to where they ever come from. And they'll start their journey. But first of all, we'll have to get some things ready. And these three men, barely understood him when he was talking like this to these other people.
Daratak nak aku bagi kahluit, tak rumah sekenyak tak lu, kangap siligi cah sekenyak tak mau, sekenyak nuip cawa, tak nasi sekenyak rok nuirok, nakan sekenyak rok angayurok. Tara anga yoro tara de pelo re na yoro e mengo ko mut pia de pub kanga ora chekenyo ko anga yoro chekenyo ko bu ko rama anga yoro ka bene ko bu gitto tara chekenyo anga yoro ka ba ta na pilu tara lo pata tara na ta na tara tungi khayo nga nu ta ni la ka i la pata go ku bu mut ki ki se ni ye
So this old man start trying to start telling them which direction they would go to go back to the Kobuk area. So he pointed out the sun. He says the sun would rise and it would there be a sunset on the other, you know. And he says wherever the sun sets, that's the area of Kobuk. So this is the way you guys will travel. Wherever the sun sets, you go towards the sunset.
To me, chair room, not go back to walk a tick. Eagle lady got that looking necko tax and you think narcotic. The retard not our provoke or tag of time digging that with castle world. Kiss a matata dollar comic time and a neck latte up in neck foot. Tamna to me chair room, kissing gonics, tapco, uning yak.
So after they got there, of course there's women in the village, they make their mukluks, the warm clothing that they'll need or whatever clothing that they'll need. Maybe if it became summer, they got those things ready too. So they started their journey back and they traveled and traveled, and along the way these two men that this guy take with him start going against him. He says, you're just getting us lost again. We're not going to follow you now. And then they, you know, they were going together. So this Dumiche Lurak continue his journey like the way that elderly person was telling him. And the others just went the different direction. They weren't agreeing to one another, you know, even the other people that were traveling with them. So they departed from this guy. But this one man went the same direction all the way.
To perform with him, Mammy, that none of the cocktail, because followed.
So this man continued his journey, and then along the way it became winter again. They must have started off summertime. And it became winter, so along his journey he was inside, you know, to some trees that were like this. So he settled down right there when it got too cold. Started making his house. Sod house with a little window above, you know, like the ones that Joe described before. So he settled down and stayed there that winter time. So while he was living there, once in a great while, martens would appear and looking through his window. There were so many of those in that area where he was having his winter cabin, his winter place.
Tarani tarape kalgi unite mo pindaksha honig le yunak shipman or lalgi lune or rakslugo or rabagi lilgi lune inyaga rak tahonita na tarashe kenyaga glane pek tohlugo ta iglekt ramab nukak vigirine piya iglilgi lune Kisha magorte mananuna ilisakuna giragat muniliakshiva kaglali la te mani pe amitao tuwarikani moko taat natulila taraku gikalgi nyame nunataatut tarigiraknelan
And so he spent his winter in that place where he settled down, and finally it became spring again. So it was pretty good to travel. He started his journey again, spring and all that summer long. And finally he went to a place where it seemed like that he's been around this area before. You know, and then there's mountains close by and everything. So one day he crossed a river. And then went through some mountains that, you know, not high as the other mountains, but a place that where you can travel through. And then when he went through these mountains, he went to a place where there was a river, swift river. And sure enough, he really recognized the area there. So it was the Manilak River, way up there. I think he says it was the end of Manilak River, you know, where he now he could recognize this area where he went through before when he was going out towards Nunatak. So when he finally found his way at the end of Manilak River, he went back to Nunatak to hunt for sheep. You know, because he have to get some meat to bring home. So he went back to Nunatak area and get his meat, dry it up, and start backpacking back, because he now knows that he won't get lost again, and started his journey home.
There is not much on it, the morning not much we got here. Umagliyanan, tikit nyami, umaglip yuni, umaglaksir.
So he started his journey home, but he went into a place along inside Manilok River where he could make his raft. He made a raft and started rafting down river to go to the mouth of Manilok. And in the area where the mouth of Manilok is, lives his relatives, like his parents and his wife. But before he got there, he started thinking, I wonder what became of my family. I wonder if they're still there. He started saying to himself, thinking to himself while he was rafting out. So here's Manilok River, and then there's a little bank, and there's a sandbar right here, just a little below mouth of Manilok River. So this was where their settlement was. That's where he left his family. And then when he started approaching, these people that live here start noticing him and go, you know, towards him. Oh, here he comes. And when they start approaching him like that, he wanted to run away, you know, hide away. Try to jump out his raft, but then he stayed. For some reason, he wanted to hide or run away. So when he was gone, all this time, his wife stayed there with his mother and father-in-law, which are this man's parents. She never left them. She stayed there with them. And her husband was gone all this time.
To be careful,
So when he got to these people, there were other people too living along the river, you know, going down river. So this man had a relative there, a young man. He started out with his kayak going downriver, telling these people that his uncle has arrived, which was lost for a long time. When he started approaching a place, he would holler out, "My uncle came back, my uncle home," you know, each time he reached a place. So he started telling everybody along down the river.
Tanatara tamna angilahone tepcho litera tuwakati tarama taununga imatena nit kalak piyala kami ubatu saslam ni wangi jakatil khinyanga taununga ngilahne lugok tusaragi. Tarambilakata kaduhonite toko.
And the other two men that he took when he first started his journey to hunt out there, one of them survived, but one of them died along the way. But this guy went back probably to his place or to some other people that were living down below, way down there, where this guy got them from.
Tamna tera tamna tumiche lurak tamna tamna kha tamna tero kaak teo tige raiga. Tarauko tarunga glan pinyarik put.
Tarovona sunun tikilak po tammo me mu kayu yan.
Tara tamo tarago kaya menut pinyasok tamo ku po kangani tawani nanite yaga menur go pinyasok.
Yaga me tuvoko sumi imakhlichut ko na
kanga apko bani uvapko pivak men mako for you karmi tamari yaga meni pirari.
Tabung ilang nasa.
Tabung mo, tama tabung injection na katarabung mo. Nakmon Greenland mo, nakmon taku kanit kanigig susa mo tabung na tayo. Ano kaya taku kanit to am na kupo kanya.
So that's the end of the story. But when he got lost, he must have go way out through Canada and on through Greenland. That's why he couldn't understand their language. They call these people Iyararmit, that those people that he couldn't understand when they talk.
Tabukko yagak medlo tabukko lo green lang med kanigi ni lakigayju. Tabukko sa matamonga kunra nunuwapit tatna.
So he said maybe he was between Greenland and Canada, but it was in that area where these people live in rocky places. You know how they talk about Greenland. I've been there. It's a place where people live on rocks and no trees. But the Canada area has trees when you fly over. So he must have been closer to Greenland. So that's it for this story.
That's the people that say it was from.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Go back to Ralaka Ota. Go to Ligaura, go to Ralaka Shigi.
Coffee break, and then he'll start another one.
Survival.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready? Mm-hmm. Yeah. This guy by the name of Dumichelurak got lost because this is how those shamans set him up to get him lost with all this fog and try to get rid of him, but he came back. So when we ended the story, I'm going to start another one by the man by the name of Kogruligor, which is spelled like this.
There are time no cacto digging a cacot over. O cacto digging a roll of a rat in you. Pinasuni York. Pinasuni in your neck down at a renew marrow. Tamna. Tamma. Illuting it in your work neck at a tokop loading. In your work neck at a yasket on rangish hung it in your neck at all get yonet. Tamatka, keton rangit, inyonak, inyokatay, keton rangit, utokahotik, piligit lutik. Keton rangit nitera, inyok, inyokaksiligit lunik. Taratap ko nuna pinyayuing isigun, taratokon nilakigat, tam no woka, tutiginay kakot.
This guy, Kogruligorok, lived through three generations. He says, the people that were his age died, so he started living again through these people's children, and then on to the third one. So he must live to be pretty old.
Kogruligorok, Pinasunigok, Taran, Dulai Kaktok, Tamatatna, Dulai Kanga, Utokahoni, Tokokman, Tamna, Dulai Kiligiyoni, Utokahoni, Tokoligiyoni, Tarapinya Yoku, Tabrumona, Agnata Glat, Tokokaligiyoni Lani, Taratat Nokotigiragiat.
And he was, should we say married? They didn't really get married that time, but he had three wives his lifetime. And his first wife became old and died. So did his second wife. Died of old age. And then his third wife died before him again.
Taratam no cotigiragat, Sapernakta paying up Lugo. Tarapinak tingopak Lugo cotigit miragat, tam no cogurligor. Tamangutene canusipayanic, ayon rit Lugo, tat no cotigiragat.
And this cogurligor was a great hunter. He gets any kind of catch on any different animal.
Orang migok tera orang mana uke ane tämä itrinuota pää, matara muke, ragulla pää, mat, nat makata rahone, tämä kuukkunun olla kahta kapisiit, kapisiitit vaihone, kapisiiseksi vaihone tänne. Tämä siitä avani, kapin jääkäksi yli tänne, nänne käynyt tämät kunnungun naksinikki.
Winter time, he would set out traps, you know, those creeks that has, he puts out wolverine traps to those creeks every year.
There are that nut. She made hang a honey. Cut becoming territorial. Cut becoming yoke. Okay, mitavani. It not shikosu jamun. Marjoba would spring it, not cupped it, no makono. She could lay down on it, relax on me. That nature, you know, she did draw up the red. Demma. Och när man är i PM, då måste man inte kajak tonigle när tokut lutinga var i PM då. Då när jamon, sekusur jamon, kajak tahlugo, ikerar ju åsé, kajaksetening matokahlugo, apot megasé pak manenga matulgit ju. Tavru magu oktara, auk tega gion, no auk tanna.
Kekshok?
Kekshok.
Long time ago when they're trapping for animals like the wolverine, the fox, those things. In the winter time, of course, when you check your trap, that animal is frozen. So they go to a place where there's hot, what we call hot spring today. That never forms ice even in the winter time. It's warm, hot. Anyway, they build up a little rack, a little cache, not to let the animal touch to the water, but make a little cache. And they would cut down branches from these trees, spruce trees, pine branches. And then on top of those, you cover the animal with these branches, and then you cover it with the snow again on top. And it would melt your animal overnight enough so that you can skin it. So when this person catches trap animals, he do this. Goes to a hot spring.
That nasi jami tera. Sikusu jale jami pe amin. Tema tak na ik nirmun pasik sit lugu. Oktit kalau nip miragiya jak lagu tera. Ataramik tak na akut mik. Tak na matu pim minyak lugu. Ok kalau miragiya gok tak na. Lano kalat lecha. Umakna spring me. Sikusu jora me. Bit lecha taku wasku sikusu jan maka. It ringul lapa at matura ta. Na steam migli letna. Paak sirakta. Tak lecha me wawak sirakta. Na sitepcha.
When you're not at the area where there's a spring, you can thaw them out too by a open fire. But he said it's much slower than thawing it out in a spring.
Tam na tera tap na kap bingya kap nixok te mamu nunga ta koni tera tunay xok na koni ubasi ta nunga ata koting ta nok matagra kami yok. Tasamba tau nunga nirak tak, tere tau nunga kakip luna ulahun nasi. Tere tak na, tere tatkali kakip magalau kami, umayak lulgit yonu kami. Tere tamba tak na, sapirnyak tangon nirakigat, kuruligaw rak temnya.
So he tried and gathered these animal skins during the winter time by trapping, so that he can go down probably to Cotsview area and trade them out. And then when he's coming back up river after trading, he would stop down by probably Amber River or someplace around there. He would have them drop him off in that area. And from there, he would go out to Nunatak and start hunting again for meat. And then he would come down probably through Manila and comes back home.
Bilio tak tutit takkan.